So we're going to continue now. As I said, it's been a night of shout-outs. So I hope everyone had a great Bastille Day yesterday. Our next piece is dedicated to someone without whom Bastille Day would not have been possible, and that is Maximilien Robespierre. To backtrack a little bit, because the name of this group is Secret Society, I eventually decided that it was time that we actually have a piece that involved a secret society in some way. And so I'm thinking, well, what's like the most badass secret society of all time? And you know, you go through the like the usual things of like the Illuminati or the Freemasons or whatnot. But you see, the thing is, whatever their nefarious accomplishments may be, it's all like they have plausible deniability behind them. But the Jacobin Club actually brought down the French monarchy. So in terms of having like, you know, a track record of amazing world-shaking achievement, I think the Jacobin Club kind of, you know, really is the gold standard of secret societies. What I love about them and about Robespierre is when they took over, they didn't just like say, oh, okay, well, you know, we've gotten rid of the divine right of kings and now it's time for the universal rights of man. They wanted to completely transform society. So they had their own calendar, which was a 10-month year, and it was all decimal. So it was like, I think like 100 minutes to an hour, and they had their own names for the months and their own system of telling time and their own currency and all. And they started numbering the years again with like the day that they officially took power, I guess. So, you know, the Jacobin Club were not messing around. And just to prove that they were not messing around, they then set about executing pretty much anyone that Maximilien Robespierre did not like, including some of his former allies. And there's this great story of Robespierre addressing the crowds at this big assembly. And he was normally sort of an inspiring orator. But he got a little tongue-tied. And this was right after he had just sent one of his former allies and one of his, you know, right-hand men, Danton, to the guillotine. And so someone from the crowd shouted out, "He is choking on the blood of Danton!" When he sort of stumbling for words, and then you know, someone cries that out. And basically, that apparently was the end of it. And shortly thereafter, Robespierre ended up facing the guillotine himself. And another great rumor is that he was guillotined facing the blade so that he could see his death approaching. This next piece is sort of got that that cautionary tale woven into it, and I guess it's about, you know, the absolute corruption of power. And it's going to feature Sam Sadagursky and Mike Fahey. It's called Jacobin Club.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sam Sedigursky. And Mike Fahey.